Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Live and Win, Activating the Inner Man Through Weight in Action. I'm your host, Dukes Perry. Remember, this podcast is a hub for mental health awareness, motivation, purpose, and identity building, not forgetting everything in between. Stay glued. Hi, welcome to this week's episode. In this episode, I get to share with you my best and worst moment in 2021. By the way, Happy New Year, and I'm wishing you a prosperous and successful 2022. But of course, let's save the best for last. Opening the book of my worst moments in 2021, I must say something which really hurt my heart was the death of my grandparents. I actually lost my grandmother in March 2021 and my grandfather died in August 2021. It was actually a sudden death of which, even when the post-mortem was done, we really couldn't find the reasons of his demise. But anyways, may their souls continue resting in peace. My other worst moment in 2021 was, I'm sure I've mentioned that I got depressed. Yeah, I got depressed. So when I was going through that depressive episode, it was a hard blow to my head, and I had to strive each and every day just to get out of that position, because I felt like maybe better days were not coming. I was losing hope. I was giving up on myself. I was giving up on my dreams. I don't want to go back to that stage ever again in my life. The other worst moment in 2021 was when I got sick. I got sick on the 28th of January. I actually lost my voice. I had a terrible headache, a terrible temper headache, which affected my speech. But lucky enough, all by the grace of God, I must say, I was able to get my voice back and the headache went away. With, of course, the help of the medicines and as well as spiritual welfare. The other worst moment in 2021 was the financial challenges I experienced in college. I just completed college last year, and it was one of those hardest moments because I was actually owing the school my tuition fees for two semesters, and those people were on me like no man's business, you know. I think that also led to the depression that I went through. Well, some other moments, and we don't have to fill the book of worst moments, you know, to the brim. We can just talk about it on the surface, but let's get to the exciting and best moments of 2021. Talking about the best moments, wow, you know, I have talked about this one before, and I'm going to talk about it now, because we're talking about the best moments in 2021. So the first moment which meant so much to me was completing my diploma program last year. And the other moment which is so memorable up to now is how I just finished my psychotherapy sessions. It was really a hard time, but I managed to go through all the sessions, and the outcome was very good. It's something that has helped me look at myself the way I'm looking at myself today. It's something that gave me an introspection. I was able to, you know, gauge my emotions. I was able to think through before I do anything, you know. And that was like the best moment of 2021, because it was a foundation for everything that I began to do from that time and everything that I am doing this year as well. Then the other moment is networking with different people. In 2021, I actually got a number of platforms where I got to work with different young people from walks of life, and it was a learning process for me. It was, you know, a memorable moment for me. You know, photos are there to help me remember about that moment. So I did a lot of networking, which helped me so much. And you know, continuing with my degree program at school is also one of those moments I hold so dear to, because I actually gave up so setting up my mind to say, okay, I'm going to go back and do this, is something which I celebrate up to date. Then the other moment is getting my first paid job, guys. Yes, getting my first paid job was and is one of the memorable moments of 2021, because the way I got this job, only God knows, because it wasn't easy. You know, I was going through so much, but through it all, I was able to actually find myself a job, a paying job. I've been doing some internship for some time, and you know, just landing into that job 4 months after college just meant so much. Well, those are the moments that I wanted to share with you guys. But coming on to 2022, because we have to leave the past behind, hey, and we are leaving it behind. So coming to 2022, I'm so grateful to God for giving me the gift of life, for giving me my family, for giving me friends. You know, it means so much. And today I actually received some bad news early in the morning. You know, I have lost a friend who drowned in the lake. So it was really sad. And, you know, I began to question myself to say, at the end of the day, if today was my last day, what would the world remember me for? So it actually just like got me to a place where I had to think through my passion and purpose in this world. But anyways, may their souls continue resting in peace. So coming to 2022, I really don't have a lot of resolutions, but one thing I have taught myself is to live each day as it comes, because at times when you try so hard to make sure that everything goes as you plan, and if it doesn't go as you plan, it becomes very frustrating. I'm not saying we shouldn't write goals, we should write down our goals, but make sure you are flexible with your goals and don't be too hard on yourself, because you might actually end up having a mental breakdown if things don't go as you plan. So make sure as you continue to journey in 2022, have a positive vibe, give time to yourself, you know, congratulate yourself when you do something. It doesn't matter how small it is, be proud of yourself, because it's not always that people will tell you, okay, this is a job well done. But whenever you notice that, okay, I didn't know that I've done this and I have done it, you know, you have to applaud yourself, because people won't be there to applaud you. People will be there to applaud you, but not always. That's what I mean. So I personally, when it comes to 2022, I just want to take each day as it comes. Then when it comes to my reading and learning resolutions, I want to read 10 books for this year. I'm not really a good reader, so I was like, okay, let me just at least stick to 10 books. That would mean I can actually read one book in a month, which is like ample time for me to finish reading a book. Already I read one book yesterday by Bob Banda. It's a free ebook. It's very, very helpful. I'll be able to share it with you in the description for this video, so that you can actually get to read the book as well. So I want to read 10 books, and this is how I categorize the books that I want to read. So I want to read 2 books on dating and courtship. I want to read 2 books on financial discipline. This is very important, because of late I've realized my spending habits haven't been so well. It's not something that I'm really, really proud of. I did some investments, yes, in some farming activities, in a business and the like, but then I really want to create that firm discipline for my finances, because it's not always that you're going to have money. You know, you need to plan and save for that rainy day somehow, someday. Yeah, so I want to read 2 books on financial discipline. I want to read 2 books on spiritual growth. This is very cardinal for me, because I have, you know, been of late, I feel like my relationship with Christ is a bit shaken, and I just want to get back to that place where I can, you know, go to him and, you know, offload all that I have and share my plans with him. Because the Bible in Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 says, do not lean on your own understanding, but in everything you do, you have to acknowledge God. So I just want to get to that intimate place where I get to speak to my Father on a daily basis. I also plan to read 2 books on mental health awareness. Yes, I am an activist for mental health awareness, and you know, I keep learning and learning about mental health, you know, different mental health conditions and how best one can get help. I was a victim of depression, so I know how it feels being in a place where you feel like things are not working out. Apart from that, I want to read 2 books on business and investment. Like I said, I've done a bit of investment in the past, which is like last year. When I'm in your year, I want to see how best I can manage my investments and my business to make sure that they are profitable and they are something which are long-standing and they're sustainable. When it comes to friendships and relationships resolutions, I just want to grow friendships, healthy ones, and just to maintain the friendships that I currently have. I'm satisfied. I'm not saying I don't need new friends. I need new friends. If they come along, definitely I'm going to make new friends, but I just want to grow and maintain the friendships that I have and to make sure that these are healthy relationships. Relationships which are not toxic, but relationships which will help me build myself and just build the other person as well. Somebody's asking about dating. Yes, I am dating, so yeah, I'm dating, and for 2022 I'm still dating, come on. Yeah, so when it comes to career wise I'm still doing my degree program, of which I'm finishing next year. So for this year, it's still on books. Yep. And apart from my career resolutions, when it comes to spirituality, I earlier alluded to say I'll read 2 books on spiritual growth. I just want to get closer to God. Not like not closer to God, I am closer to God, but you know, there's just that level of intimacy that one has to get into if you're a Christian, you know what I mean. Yeah. And the other news is I'll be winding up on season 1 of this podcast. You have to expect season 2, I think, in the last week of January, if not the first week of February. It's been an amazing journey, and I'll get to share with you, you know, my learning moments in season 1, you know, the best, the worst, and how, you know, what I want to work on in season 2, and what you just expect in season 2, as well as how everything's been. You know, it's very important to just have that reflection at the end of the day. Apart from that, personal growth is very important, and for that I will continue to network as well in 2022. So if you're listening to this podcast and you have any program for young people, and you know, it's something which you know can help out a lot of people, you can just get in touch with me and we can work together. I don't know what's with the end today. Maybe it's 2022. That's the word for 2022. End 2022. So this has been Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through word and action. It's always a pleasure being here and just recording this podcast, knowing that somebody out there is listening and somebody will give me a feedback and tell me, wow, I listened to that episode and it was life-changing. I mean, those are the reviews that I want to hear. Also, I want to hear those critic reviews which talk about Dorcas, the music in the background was too loud. I could hardly get here. You know, that's very important for this growth, for the growth of the podcast at the end of the day. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of 2022. Let's keep on planning and praying and writing down our goals. Remember, something which you write down is easier to follow at the end of the day. We come to the end of this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you, but remember, God loves you more. Bye-bye.